Spilling Realty Podcast with Alex and Kendall.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. Welcome to another fresh episode of Spilling Realty. I am here with my co-host, the one, the only, the Maryland Mortgage Dad, aka Alex. Alex, hi.
How are you, Kendall?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great now that I'm out of that traffic. It's raining today in Baltimore, and that literally shuts down everything, including people's brains, apparently. So,
yeah, always. But I'm really excited about today because we have Carrie Whippy from Shamrock Hill Design. For those of you that listen every week, and for those of you that are new, Carrie was with us the first season and talked about her successes as a home stager, owning her own company. Her episode to date continues to be one of the most played. So let's get into it. Carrie, hi.
Hi, Kendall. Hi, Alex. Thank you both so much for having me. It's great to be back.
We have a bunch of stuff to talk about and just to follow up because we have been getting questions about things from the other episode. You know, what's in store? How are you guys growing? You know, now we're in the spring. You were with us in the fall. So before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Shamrock Hill Design?
Sure, absolutely. Hi, everyone. I am Carrie Whippy, founder and creative director for Shamrock Hill Design. We are a home staging and interior styling company that is servicing DC, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. We are rapidly growing. We're about to be in our second year. June is our second anniversary. So yeah, fast and furious, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
How did you start Shamrock Hill Design? Because the story is pretty incredible.
Aw, thanks, Kendall. I stayed at home for a few years with the kids. And when mama was ready to get back out there, of course, it was in the height of COVID. So I had some time to think about what I wanted to do and, you know, where I wanted to position myself. So with a visual merchandising background and a marketing background, you know, I had a few different avenues of where I could go. I could go back to the retail side of things, which was the basis of my experience. Or I could, you know, look at other avenues. I had a friend that was a realtor, another friend that needed help with her home. So I had two opportunities right then and there to show what I had and show the passion and the talent that I had for creating beautiful homes and beautiful spaces, either out of nothing or taking something that was dated and old and needed to be refreshed. So yeah, I prayed on it. I, you know, talked to my husband about it, of course. And yeah, Shamrock Hill Design was born. And we started, our anniversary is June 2021. It's been an incredible ride so far. We are loving it. We grew pretty fast. I found Trisha and Joya both probably 6 months in. And yeah, we're just, wow. You know, we're really passionate about the people that we can help and the people that we can serve, because as you both know, buying and selling homes is one of the most emotional times in a person's life. So we're really grateful and passionate about what we do and how we can serve and play a small part in that process.
I'm kind of curious where the name Shamrock Hill came from.
Oh yeah, of course. So Shamrock is a homage to my Irish family. My name, Kerry, is named after the County Kerry in Ireland. And then Hill is my godmother's last name. She had a pivotal part in my childhood. She was really special to me, my mom's sister. So my aunt and my godmother. And we were really close. And when I was brainstorming the name and when I was praying on it, I really wanted it to be about who I am and where I came from and who helped me get to where I am and, you know, give me chances and opportunities and that sort of confidence. So I felt it was really special to include her.
That's awesome. I'm really glad I asked that question. There's always a really good reason behind, behind names like that.
It didn't feel right when I started brainstorming. You know, obviously I love being Irish. It's fun. It's special. It's, you know, a topic of conversation. And there were so many names that I could have chosen. There could have been Lucky in there. There could have been Clover. When I was brainstorming, I looked on Instagram and I typed in Shamrock Farmhouse, just because, you know, I love a little modern farmhouse vibe. So the first picture and the only picture that popped up was a picture of this gorgeous little cottage on a hill in Ireland. And I just thought it was fitting that it was only one picture. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And then I immediately see that it was in County Kerry. And I'm like, that's it. Shamrock's got to be in there.
Yep.
It's a sign. No doubt.
I love my signs.
So last season, you sort of left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger. You know, your 2-year anniversary is coming up. You're growing. One of the things that you talked about was getting a warehouse. Did you do that?
Yes. I'm here right now in my office. We went from 4 storage units to 3,600 square feet of space between office and warehouse, and it has been incredible. It's been a game changer.
Is it more of like a time saver?
It's a huge time saver. I think also in terms of internally, the communication is so much smoother. When somebody can pop right into my office and ask me a quick question, it enhances the culture, it improves communication, and improves the process overall. And we're really excited about the culture that we are building. It's fun. You know, we have a lot of fun. We have team meetings. We have outings we go to. But no, in-house, it's been incredible. And we have the space now where we can design the living rooms and the dining rooms like on site. We have a big enough warehouse that we can do that. So it saves us time when we actually get to the install, when we get to the client's house.
Great.
That's so efficient. I wouldn't even think of that. I was just like, oh, more room to like store stuff, to buy stuff. But that makes a lot of sense. Well, there's 2 other things that you kind of left us hanging with. And so we're excited to follow up with. You added another aspect to your company, which is home organization services, packing, yes, decluttering. Hello. That's amazing.
I know, it's a natural fit. So Joya is our occupied staging director. And basically any time that a seller is going to be living in the home during the selling period, we call that an occupied stage or an occupied consultation. So she handles all of that. And it's a natural thing when people are moving out of their homes to need some sort of organization, either help moving out or help decluttering. So it was something that we were getting asked to provide almost daily. You know, customer service, Kendall, you know this, customer service is huge to me. And so I found it as an opportunity to continue to provide excellent service to our clients when they really need it. And, you know, like when you've got boxes and you've lived in a home for 20 years, you need a third party to come in because usually there's a husband and a wife. So Joya comes in, she is neutral ground, and it's been incredible. You know, it's really, it goes back to just doing what we love and having passion behind it, and not just doing something to do something. She puts all of her attention and care into it. And the result is, you know, a really happy client. And that's what we want at the end of the day.
Before we started recording, I called Alex and just sort of gave him a rundown. And one of the things that I said, customer service is everything. It is everything. I said, that's why people love working with them. You also are not just a staging company. Like, you end up fostering relationships with these people, and it's referrals. And so I think that's funny you said that, because Alex, isn't that like the big thing I told you?
Yeah. That's like, I guess, the cornerstone of your business model, right?
It really absolutely is. And I can thank Nordstrom for that. I worked for Nordstrom for several years, and they really helped me. And so that instilled in me just the importance of how you treat your customers and how you can make them feel special. And at the end of the day, that's what we want. You know, there's a coffee shop on every corner. There's a this on every corner. If you can make yourself stand out among the rest, provide that to your customer, then I think that sets you up for success.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
You touched on that. Buying and selling a home, it's an incredibly emotional process. It's either going to be the biggest purchase of your life, or, you know, you're selling your home where you had so many memories, unless you're a flipper. I think that's so important. And then the other thing quickly is the Like to Know It.
Yes. Yes.
Your lookbook. Tell everybody about this, because I think this is really cool.
Thank you. So again, it goes back to taking care of what the client wants. And we have so many people reach out to us and they'll say, where did you get this rug? Where did you get these lamps? You know, how do you put a room together? So it's going back to offering a service that our clients need, not just, oh, we love this, we want to do this. It became something that, you know, in my DMs, in our DMs every single day, it was, where can you source this for me? Can you help me with this? I have no idea what new couch I should buy. So it was solving a need. We put together, you know, product roundups of like our favorite console tables or our favorite lighting. That's actually a very common request with, again, our occupied division. We have realtors constantly sending us pictures and saying, okay, they need to change the foyer light, they need to change the chandelier. And so we love being that go-to and that resource for them. So yeah, Like to Know, it's been a lot of fun. Courtney handles that for us, and she does an incredible job.
It's like a vision board of like rooms and stuff that you can get. We will have the link to that at the end of this episode.
That is something my wife could get in a lot of trouble with and spend a lot of time just messing around with. You know what I mean?
I was about to be like, Alex, are you taking notes right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You always have to. You know what I mean?
Yes. So. It takes the guesswork out of it. You know, so many people they'll send me pictures of their living room, and we offer interior styling and design consultations. And so for those clients, they are like a deer in headlights. Okay. Right. I have this room, you know, it's not always vacant. Sometimes they've had, you know, couches and chairs and things for a while, and they just need a refresh. And that's what the Like to Know It is for, is to help people when they're having moments.
Yeah. And it sounds like that solved the need for you too, because that was like one of the biggest questions you got on a daily basis, right?
It really was.
Yeah. Now that need, I guess, has been solved, right? Or at least you have a solution for it. What other things do people ask you to help with kind of on the day-to-day as a home stager and a business owner?
So something we realized in 2022 was there was a lack of communication being provided to the sellers. And so we have really tried hard to implement more marketing material and more stats and sales flyers to help them, because either the realtor has, you know, opened up to us and said, I just really don't know how to bring up the conversation of staging, and or the seller has not sold a home in 10, 20 years and has no idea what staging is. Obviously, they look at the proposal, they see the bottom line, and they're like, what is this for? How is this going to help me? So there was definitely a need for more education. And we're working through that right now with each client and what their specific needs are. Joya, our occupied staging director, is a published author. So she writes all of our blogs. That content is for our clients. You know, I tell people, I'm like, snatch that up, add it to your newsletter, and use that, you know, those value add and those educational pieces to your benefit, because the more that they understand the benefits, the ROIs, you know, what this transformation is going to mean to the buyers when they walk through the home, that helps them understand, okay, my money is going in a good place and it's an investment that's worth it.
Right. And there is plenty of data out there about the ROI as far as what staging brings to a home. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd love to. So actually a really exciting stat that we had in December, there was a property that we staged. It was actually right before Christmas. And of course, we had our kids in tow because school was closed, but we're going out there and we're getting it done. So we staged it. It had been on the market for, I want to say it was like in between 60 and 70 days. And after we staged it, it went under contract in about 15 days. So I love those stories. Those mean so much to me because, you know, there are those people out there that are like, what is staging? Why do I need it? Why does it cost X? Why does it cost Y? And what's it going to do for me? What's it going to do for my bottom line? So to show them that and to show them the numbers behind it is incredibly, it helps, you know, prove my point that this is a very proven marketing strategy in the real estate market.
Right. It helps when you have the numbers to back it up.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. Numbers are huge. And then they're like, okay, where do I sign?
That's awesome.
Even your occupied staging helps. I worked with you on a deal this past summer. The sellers thought they had like the most amazing furniture, the most amazing stuff. You know, but you can't be like mean to people about their stuff. And it sat on the market. And then I called Carrie and I was like, oh my gosh, do you do like occupied staging? Like, I need help. It was a hot mess. They were a little like upset because it's their stuff, but it was like, hey, people don't want to see X, Y, and Z. Like, you have to be neutral. And boom, went under contract. It really, really works. Like, it is worth it. And especially with vacant homes, like, nobody wants to look at an empty living room, empty bedroom. Like, it's so hard to visualize the space. In my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're an investor, you know what I mean? Like you really doesn't care. Like if you're trying to like picture your family living there, it's nearly impossible to do that.
Yeah.
And not only that, I found when I've done that in the past, the rooms always look smaller to me, a lot smaller once you put the furniture in there and you're disappointed with your decision. Right.
Yes.
So I've kind of learned that too. But Carrie, I guess in that same vein, how do you handle the wives, you know, or the husbands, I guess, in some cases?
I think they're
really difficult to work with. You know what I mean?
First of all, Joya is incredible at working with home sellers. You know, the listing prep consultation on the occupied side, we don't go in and immediately say, you need to move this, you need to move that, get that out of there. It is so much more relationship based. We are taking the temperature of the client. We are sitting down and having a cup of tea with them. We're getting to know them, who they are, why they're moving. We're learning their story. And then again, we take the temperature. If they're open to receiving, then we'll walk through every single room and talk to them about the changes that need to be made and why. You know, why do I need to take these gorgeous, expensive European curtains down? You know,
or like all these dolls.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, we've seen the dolls.
Cringy.
We've seen the dolls. We've seen the applique butterflies. We've seen it all. But I think when you tell them, you know, taking these draperies down, first of all, they're gorgeous. Second of all, we have to take them down. It's going to add light. And that's what people want to see. They want to see natural light. They want to see the brightness. The photography is going to be better. So Alex, going back to your question, if they're not open to it, I mean, we have the husbands where, you know, we get there and they're like, why are you here? My house is perfect. If even at the end of that, they're still, you know, hesitant and listen, I get it. I understand. It's a very emotional time and a very emotional process. We leave those little tidbits for the staging report. Joya sends out a beautiful staging report 24 to 48 hours later, 12 to 13 pages, and it goes through all the nitty gritty of what they need to do and why and how. And we have pictures behind it to show before and afters. And look, this person made this change. Here's the before pictures. Here's the after and the stats behind it. So again, it's back to the education. We're putting a lot of education and a lot of nurturing into it.
Speaking of occupied staging, one of the things that I found fascinating with Joya, and I never thought about this because I guess I wouldn't do this, but just taking a few minutes to just organize your cabinets, because until that was brought to my attention, I never noticed. Everybody looks in people's
cabinets. People are going to look. Yeah.
Yes. Blows my mind. I would check one just to make sure it was like, you know, the good, like non-slamming like doors. Mm-hmm. I never thought people would look at cabinets.
Yep. Yeah, because junk drawer, you know?
Exactly. If they look in the cabinets and there's no space, they immediately think, oh, there's tons of storage here. There could be tons of storage, but if it's not utilized and it's not organized in a way that's easy to see, that's what's planted in their head. I mean, I've done that when I was looking at homes. I remember looking in a drawer and it was overflowing with paper. And I thought, oh my goodness, where am I going to put my pots and pans? Why are there papers falling out of this? Oh
my gosh, nobody should ever open my cabinets. It's like everything that I would take out is about to like pop. I don't know why, but I never noticed. And now it is something that always is in the back of my mind. You said when you were looking for a house, it was, you were like, oh my gosh, where am I going to put everything? Like, you know, I try to keep my cabinets organized. Thank you, Joya. It doesn't really work out, but I try.
We're not selling your house anytime soon. So I think you'll be okay.
We'll see. Obviously, you're continuing to be a one-stop shop. How do you like stay ahead of the competition?
Mm-hmm. We're staying in our lane, really. We're staying in our lane. We're focusing on what we want to focus on. We have our goals for 2023. We have our goals for, you know, each quarter of the year. And we are, you know, standing behind our customer service, our quality, improving systems and processes every single day. So I think it just, you know, goes back to the basis and the values of why I started the business. And if I continue on the path of doing things because we care and we're passionate about them, then that's going to make us successful. So I'm not necessarily looking left and looking right at what other people are doing. I applaud them and I respect them from afar, but I think it's really important to stay in your lane, put your blinders on, and just go after what you're going to do. Because looking left and looking right is just going to waste your time. It's going to make you think, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, I'm not doing that. When what you really need to be focusing on is where you're at in this moment. Am I comparing myself to somebody that's been in business for 10 years? Am I comparing myself to somebody that's, you know, has a 10,000 square foot warehouse in DC, like, or in Michigan or wherever? Like, there's so many different things that you could look at when all you need to be looking at is what you're doing and stay focused on that. So staying competitive is, you know, important to us. And in terms of that, I mean, we just want to be known for our customer service and our quality.
Reminds me of that Michael Phelps meme, right? Have you seen that one where like, he's just like a little bit ahead of that other guy, but the other guy's looking at him and he's looking ahead, right? And it goes something like, you know, winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. So
yes. Oh, I love that quote.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah. It's a good one.
There's an incredible, you know, stagers out there and designers that we work with, we collaborate with, we bounce ideas off of. So, you know, a very popular phrase is collaboration over competition. I feel that so full-heartedly. There is enough business out there for all of us to eat and all of us to eat very well.
We're starting to see more of that in the real estate world, I think, in general, you know, with, realtors getting together for panels to help, you know, new realtors, and they're coming from every brokerage, you know, out there. And they really do a good job of sticking to like, this is not a recruiting event. It's really refreshing to start to, you know, see more of that stuff and people leading with education and not being used car salesman-y. You know what I mean?
I know. I completely agree. It's so respectful that they take their time out to educate new realtors and new agents, because I got so much help when I first started. Yeah. You know, when I first started, when it was just little me in my home office, I got so much help. I reached out to so many different people. So to pay that forward and to pay that back is incredible. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Alex. Those events have been amazing. And at the end of the day, it's business advice. These agents are giving advice. I go to them all the time because I love them. It's just good, solid advice that's coming from their heart.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can carry it, you know, past your business as well in your personal life, right? And I know you mentioned that you have a passion for education and for customer service, but what's your why?
Yeah, I love that question so much. So I think that if you have a talent for something and you're not using it, I feel like you're doing a disservice to yourself and to other people. So I have been a creative person my entire life. I knew in middle school that I loved color and I loved decorating. And I picked out the paint in my room and the curtains in my room. So that passion and that talent, that natural talent that was, you know, God-given, has been with me my entire life. And I grew on that when I went to school. I went to Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, and studied fashion merchandising. So from an early age, I knew that I wanted to do this. And I feel like if I did not do something where I was showcasing and providing my talents in a service to others, like why have a talent if you're not going to be able to share that with other people?
I couldn't agree more.
Thanks.
How often do people ask to buy your stuff?
Oh,
like, for real.
Some people think it comes with the house. Some people are like, wait a minute, where did everything go?
Right.
We had a buyer call me. They got the information from the realtor. The realtor told them, you know, I don't think they're selling their inventory at this time. You know, we offer interior styling services for that exact reason. No, no. He wanted every single piece. Exactly how it was.
Not that there's anything wrong with used furniture, but people like sit on that. Like,
yes. I know. I was like, I can get you a brand new couch. I'm like, sir, I can get you a brand new couch. He's like, no, no, I need this. If my wife finds out that house is empty, she is going to be so mad. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
I just hear that conversation now. Are you sure they said it comes with all the furniture? Like, yes, I swear. I triple checked with everybody. I called the police.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Talked to the mayor. Police.
He was like, can you just check with somebody else? And I was like, there's nobody else. He like thought that I was, I don't know, not the owner.
That's funny.
No, you're talking to her.
That's funny.
But he was like, is there anybody else? Like, please, like, don't let this answer be no. If I call my wife back and I tell her that the furniture's not there when we go to settle in 2 days, I'm going to get a divorce.
Right. You're going to have major problems. Yeah.
One of the houses that you staged for me, my friend bought it. I remember before we had closed, he called me and he was like, hey, my mom wants to buy all the furniture. Like, can we work that into the deal? And I was like, no, it's staged. And he's like, oh, because my mom wants everything. And my mom lives in Colorado.
Yeah.
No, sir.
We're looking into it. I think it's down the road. I think it might be quarter 3 or you know, quarter 4, but we're looking into providing that because it happens a lot. And honestly, that's a testament to staging, you know, and that's the testament to how much when they walk in, they feel like home. You know, I've got to work the numbers out and figure out what we can do, but you know, because obviously I hate saying no, but I'm like, I can get you new stuff, you know, like, so yeah, it's something that we'll look into because it's, you know, it's another opportunity to service our clients.
That could be like on your like to know it, but like have rooms, like our favorite, you know, features, I don't know. And then have somebody buy the whole room. I don't know.
Exactly.
Make that money.
Yeah. That's a huge pat on the back for us that we've curated collections that people are like, all right, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the last thing like anybody wants to do after you've gone through this emotional process is like, mm-hmm. then, oh, all right, I guess I do need furniture. And, you know, before we kind of like put you in the hot seat and ask you questions, is there anything you want to say?
I do, actually.
Sure.
Another thing that we're really excited about for 2023 is the launch of Shamrock Cares. Ooh. So it is an initiative that we are starting to give back to our community. We are super excited about it. It is going to be a monthly give back, either boots on the ground or monetary donations. So for February, we are helping with Love and Lunches, which is a nonprofit organization that helps provide food to the inner city of Baltimore. In March, we are going to be helping out with the Children's Home in Baltimore that is right across the street from Johns Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. That's perfect because we were going to ask you about your charities anyway to give them a shout out. So
yeah. So we're excited about that. The opportunity to give back is something that I'm really passionate about. And I can't wait. I can't wait to start to serve and to give back to our community and show them that we care.
Is this on your website?
So not yet. So if anyone has any suggestions on organizations or companies that have a need. So we're working with all sorts of different companies and we're just excited to give back. You know, kind of goes back to Alex when you were asking my why. It's, you know, if you have a passion, if you have a talent for something and not using it, what good is it? We have the ability to serve and to spend, you know, a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday morning helping. So why not? Why not? You know, and it feels so good. It feels so good to help these people.
And it's something that is so little that goes such a long way. Definitely keep us updated on that. I know that we would love to get involved. Alex and I are all about hitting the ground running and do what we can. It's just so important.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, especially for, you know, things like school lunches and stuff. You know, people don't realize how many kids like rely on that, you know. So
absolutely.
Actually, the counties too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Carrie. This was awesome. So before we sign off, we're gonna put you in the hot seat because I didn't do this to you last time. So let's get into it. The fifth. Alex, do you want to kick off Shag, Marry, Kill since that is your favorite? Marilyn Morgan's Dad and Shag, Marry, Kill.
It tends to be a popular segment on the social media for whatever reason.
Because it's funny. It's great.
We're going to go with the category of tech gurus today. Shag, Marry, Kill. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bill Gates, Mark, and Jeff.
Yep. The big three.
Okay.
It's tough because they're all rich.
I know.
Yeah, so that's actually good. So money can't be a factor here for once, which is
this is hard.
Getting hot over here.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I would too. Let's be real here. But this is your interview, Carrie. It's not about me.
Shag, Mark, marry Bill, kill Jeff.
I like it. Why?
I had no idea.
Yeah, there has to be a reasoning behind it. This is interesting.
Okay, I'm getting way too hot for this.
It's okay.
I love this.
Mark is a little bit of, actually, you know what? He's a little bit of a weirdo, but I have seen he's really into like jujitsu recently. So he can protect you, right? That's a win for Mark.
Ooh.
Gosh, every time I think of Bill Gates, I can't stop thinking about that video of him and all the Microsoft execs dancing on the stage at that convention and just how like absolutely cringy that was.
I'd have to
Probably he's done a lot of good. Him and his wife or ex-wife now, I guess, have done a lot of good for the world.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
And then what about Jeff?
I don't really have an opinion one way or the other than.
That's why
because of him, my wife is able to much easily spend a lot more money than she would otherwise. So I don't know if I like Jeff as much as I initially thought I was, man, I don't know. This is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about this before and I was like, Alex, I'm torn. I think I'd have to marry Jeff because I want like free Amazon for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. And he's in shape too. He's in shape too. And the bald head doesn't bother you.
He's in shape too.
Yeah, see, that's why. That was the immediate kill. Was like the bald. I was like, no,
can't do it. Yeah,
I could look past that for free Amazon.
I love that. My follow up question, Carrie, why do you hate bald people?
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that.
Oh my god!
If you want to, go ahead. If you want to, be the fifth. Yeah.
No, I have Kendall, a lot up. Of family members that are lacking hair on the top. So I'm going to keep that under wrap.
All right, that's Kendall, so you're good. Up. You're up.
What's the first thing you notice when you walk into a friend or family's house that you absolutely hate?
Ooh, clutter. I'm super detail oriented and super organized. So if I walk in and there's like shoes all over the floor, like right when you walk in, it's overwhelming. It's just, no, you do not. You have a gorgeous foyer.
That's because I cleaned before you came over, but I'm like, oh my God, there's like 30 pairs of shoes.
It's fine. I don't judge. Like it's everyone, we've got crazy worlds and crazy lives, right? It's just, it's overwhelming to me. I just like to clean.
It really is. It really is. But you know, back to me, like shoving everything in closets. I can't put the shoes in my closet downstairs because if I open the closet, coats and crap are gonna pop out. So I'm running out of space.
Yeah, we don't have as much clutter in our house, but don't open a closet.
So bad.
Do not open a closet, or if you do, just you know, wear a helmet.
that's a good one though, clutter. Go ahead, Alex.
All right, what do I want to go with here?
Alex takes this very seriously.
I'm having way too much fun. This is awesome.
I love this. This is like the best part of the podcast, because you just get to know people on a totally different level. Like, who knew you would get so like hot and bothered by like these tech gurus?
Oh my goodness.
You're blushing.
I love it. It's hilarious. All right. Would you rather piss off a realtor or a homeowner?
Oh, wow.
You don't have to pick. You can plead the fifth, but
okay, I definitely have to plead the fifth because I don't want to make anybody upset. That's like my worst nightmare.
I know. God, I forgot you can plead the fifth. I forgot that's an option. Kendall, we should take that away. We should call this something else. We should force people to answer these sometime. I'm just kidding.
It's a good one to plead the fifth on.
Because I can't choose that. That's too hard.
If you were to go on a first date, I know you're married, but would you rather have the hiccups the entire time or food stuck in your teeth?
Hiccups. Yeah.
I think I'd rather have food and then just be like, hey, just tell me. I hate hiccups. It drives me nuts.
I think I would feel so self-conscious talking with the food there. Would you know there's food there?
If I didn't know, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I found out later, I'd be like, maybe there's not going to be a second date.
Or it could be really hard to make conversation because you hiccup the whole time.
Yeah. So then in that case, I'll take the food.
There you go. I think we turned Kendall.
It's always like that thing. You just like don't want to tell somebody, but like do. Like you're just like, mm-mm.
You know, I would rather someone tell me. Mm-hmm. That's just me though. My own experience. In that same vein, is Valentine's Day overrated?
It depends. Like I have young kids right now, so it's fun and it's cute and it's sweet. It's also an excuse for my husband and I to go out on a date and leave the kids with my parents. I'm kind of excited about Valentine's Day this year.
There you go. How old are your kids, by the way?
So Michael is 7 and Charlotte is 4.
Okay. Yeah. You're in the thick of it too. I have an almost 4-year-old and a 2.5-year-old.
Aw.
And the 2.5-year-old is like, she runs the show.
Aw, yes, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, like when the Christmas decorations came down, I was like, don't worry, there's going to be some Valentine's decorations up. And that was the only way they were okay with the Christmas tree coming down.
Oh, so that makes sense. Don't worry. Yeah. I always wonder why my wife decorated for Valentine's Day so early. I'm like, gosh, she's going to be up for like almost as long as the Christmas decorations were up. And she's like, I know, but the kids need something. And they really do. They really do enjoy like having their rooms decorated and, mm-hmm. you know, having special stuff around.
I love that your wife does that.
Yeah. Kendall, you're up.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Would you rather stub your toe or get a paper cut? And like in like right here, like in the corner of your fingers, like the worst kind.
Stub my toe.
Stub your toe?
Yeah. I feel like it happens already often.
Yeah. I feel like it's already
a thing I deal with. Paper cuts are, I don't know, they're so small, but they're so annoying.
Yeah, and they hurt. Who knew something so little could hurt?
Yeah, I would do the same thing because not only that, it's like it's over quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Paper cut lasts for days.
Yeah. And yes. It's annoying for days. Yeah. Yes.
I hate stubbing my toe. I just like have flashbacks to when I was like younger at the pool and like running to the diving board and like everybody stubs their toe. Like when you're running, when you're not supposed to run. And I think it's like one of the worst.
I'm glad it's not just me because I must do it like once a day, you know?
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it's how my 4-year-old knows some curse words now.
You guys must have big toes.
Yeah. I have big, you know, flippers, you know, size 13 and a half flippers on my feet. That doesn't help either.
No. For sure. All right, Alex, do you want to close it out? Bring it home?
Yeah, let's make this a good one. If you didn't own a home staging business, what would you be doing?
I would be owning a home decor and accessories boutique.
Still a business owner.
Yeah. Shamrock Studio will be coming to you. Or Sarah, I don't know what I'm going to call the boutique, but we will have DVD. One.
We'll workshop it. We'll workshop
it. We will have one. It's on the vision board. Maybe not this year, but maybe next. Yeah, because I would love to do that. Again, like going back to the Like to Know It and providing these, you know, vision boards and design boards for clients, being able to have them come into our store and shop, you know, our accessories and our favorite pieces that we use for staging will be really cool.
Sounds like it. It's a great, great concept. And it's, you're kind of like bringing everything into one space, which is kind of the name of the game nowadays, right?
Yeah.
One stop shop.
Yep.
I sound like a broken record, but that's so important.
Yep.
Carrie, thank you again so much for joining us. This is Carrie Whippy from Shamrock Hill Design. This was so fun. I hope you all enjoyed Plead the Fifth as much as we did. Alex, I don't think you and I have been that stumped or laughed that hard in any of these, actually.
been a couple episodes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that was great. All of Carrie's information and for Shamrock Hill Design, everything will be at the bottom of this episode. So if you need staging, interior design, organization services, packing services, Carrie and her team, they are your go-to. But yeah, I think that is pretty much it.
Where can we find you on social media?
So at Shamrock Hill Design, or you can find us at shamrockhilldesign.com, and we would love to work with you.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you both so much. It was such a pleasure and an honor to be included in season 2 of Spilling Realty.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. And catch us next week, same time, fresh tea.